Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man.
Meganese Nation on this Monday night. Tell you what, it was a good weekend. Had a good Christmas. Actually, it was kind of quiet, but hey, we're all still here. Virgil Russo, how you doing, brothers? How was your weekend?
Oh, I guess it was all right, except I got woke up shortly after 0600 hours on Christmas. My phone blowing up about the bombing going on that took place in Nashville. And then, of course, the printing company that printed the ballots mysteriously burnt down on the same day, the next day. I'm sorry, isn't that just...
Yeah, I heard about that. That was in Atlanta, wasn't it? Yeah, that wasn't that in Atlanta when that happened? Yeah, I read that about that.
I think it was a story back up, but yeah.
Wow, so a lot of strange things happen, but we're going to be talking about all that here in just a little bit. Virgil, how you doing, brother? Good to have you back.
Oh, I'm doing okay. Doing great.
And for the record, folks, the chat room is down. I just tried to get into it. They're doing maintenance, so the chat room's not working tonight. So, anyway, if you like, call in 917-889-3890. And shout out to Sahira, one of our big listeners out there, and to my other listeners. I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. and everything. So everybody was asking to say what we thought about the Nashville bombing. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. That's what a coincidence. All on the same day. And they had a mass shooting, too, if I'm not mistakenly, didn't they? Wasn't there a mass shooting somewhere? Did I read Bert Russell?
You're kind of garbled and breaking up there, Joseph. I'm having a hard time tracking on you, brother. I don't know what you changed, but you need to change it back.
Oh, okay. So how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, it seems to be. So repeat what you said.
It seemed like, too, just right around about the same time there was a shooting somewhere. And stuff. Did you hear about that as well? It's all right at the same time.
Well,
a shooting, a bombing, and an explosion.
That's how the police got there. There's a report of gunshots, gunfight going on or whatever, and that's how they got called there. So apparently, the sides clashed there somewhat. Virgil probably knows a little bit more about this than I do.
He would.
From the size of the RV and the explosion and the damage, the ratio doesn't seem quite right to me. Virgil, what's your thoughts on that?
I've been looking into this shit since it happened. And the limited photo evidence that I have compared to Oklahoma City, compared to World Trade Center, compared to car bombs around the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you look at the initial picture that's in the paper, you will see structural supports and beams protruding outward toward the street. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is a definite sign of an internal explosion, not a external. Everything would have been pushed back away from the street. Another thing, I cannot see a crater from any bomb. Okay? If you use AMFO as an explosive, if you rig AMFO, which is ammonia nitrate and fertilizer and diesel fuel, okay, it has a 360 degree blast radius all the way around top and bottom. It's an uncontrollable detonation. It fans out all over the place. This appears to me to be a controlled detonation from within inside the building.
And here's the thing about that, Virgil, what you just said, inside the building, not too far down with the AT&T, where they had some of the Dominion machines nearby that was actually destroyed. What a coincidence that was.
Well, I don't know what the deal is with this trying to destroy printed unused balance. Dominion machines, this, that, and the other. Okay, the evidence is out there. We know what they did. And this guy here, what is another fishy thing, okay? How do they come up with all of this information on the so-called suicide bomber within a matter of hours, within a matter of 12 hours?
Well,
okay.
Well, hang on. Okay, I want to add something to that. I've done some research, checked up on this guy, Virgil, and this motherfucker is a ghost. Okay, they got two pictures of him, the one that you saw, and one of him is high school yearbook when he was a senior. This guy was a contractor, IT contractor, but a contractor. He worked for AT&T. He worked for a lot of different people. But we all know how IT people are. They're on every social network out there, one thing to another. That's how they connect. That's how they link to each other, the whole nine yards. there has been zero found on this guy. I'm telling you, this guy is a fucking ghost. And something else I want to add to that, what Virgil was saying about the stuff pointing out to the street, that is correct. I agree with Virgil 100% on that. But I don't know if it was a detonation from the inside, because I've seen some video that appears it could have been a missile fired. And now what adds to that is, Virgil, you were in Lebanon, you've seen it firsthand. I've been in places, I've seen it firsthand. Have you ever seen them shut down airspace over a car bomb anywhere in the world?
No.
And I got a word on that, Go ahead.
It's got too many yellow flags with the whistle blowing to call bullshit. I mean, and what I want to know is, I want to know the explosive residue. Every explosive, you see, every explosive leaves a residue. You never get a 100% detonation, not even out of a nuclear bomb. You always have a amount of residue. Now, I want to know if this was AMPO, if this was Simtech, if it was TNT, you're going to have some kind of residue. And if they find any shrapnel, which not many people know this, but there's identifying metals in all explosives, all commercial-made explosives and military explosives, even the blasting caps. Okay, they can find these things. And if there were blasting caps used, oh, buddy, that's traceable. These things are impossible to get nowadays. Trust me, they are virtually impossible to get.
Here's the thing blasting to add caps, to this.
Oklahoma City was a maximum of a 65% detonation. Okay, 65% detonation because they used workshop-made blasting caps. Okay, with blasting caps, you will get anywhere from 80 to 90% detonation of the explosive. Just 80 to 90%. So you're going to have residue. So this guy here, I don't see this. I call bullshit.
Well, here's a little something that was strange too. This prior to that day, I don't know. I think I sent some articles to Russell and you on this. Just prior to that, about 50 miles off the Florida coast, there was Chinese warship spotted. Coincidental? Wouldn't you say? I can barely hear you, Russell. You're like very far away.
So, okay. If some snoop goes in there and swabs the structure and does it right and swabs the structure and everything and finds the explosive residue in there, all right, you can trace that back to a suitcase weapon or a missile. Now, whether someone fired a missile out of the camper into the building, like a tow missile or something, or an RPG missile or something, you know, and there was explosives already in the building waiting to be detonated, whatever. But I can tell you right now, that was not no fucking car bomb. And I can tell you what, as big as that camper was, he could have packed a lot more explosives in that son of a bitch and done a lot more damage.
I don't see a crater,
Russell. I do not see a crater. I mean, right. you look back at the 1997, you know, and at the embassies where they used car bombs and things like that in Oklahoma City and all of that. You have mm-hmm. craters. Now, the mm-hmm. explosion in Lebanon, it was massive. It was a massive explosion. But it was an uncontrolled explosion. It was not a mm-hmm. controlled drop explosion, so to speak, or a targeted explosion. It left a crater. Anytime mm-hmm. you use an unpredictable explosive or an Enigma explosive, you're going to leave a crater because it has a universal blast field. East to west, north to south, up, down, sideways, all the way around like a big ball, 360 degrees. And I don't see a crater.
Right.
I could be wrong.
Well, like I just said.
The photo evidence is limited.
Right.
The photo evidence is limited.
And it's, well, they're going to let us hear, see what we want to see, not what we actually want to hear, you know, with the evidence. But like I just said, just prior to that day, three warships, Chinese warships, were spotted 50 miles off the Florida coast. What's the coincidence of that happening, and, you know, and a missile being fired made about, about 150 miles. I'll send you an article on it. It was 150 miles off the Florida coast that day.
Well, I can't confirm that. I didn't hear that, but
and then
I believe that the vehicle blew up. I do not believe that is what did the damage there. For the evidence we've seen, it appears like it could have been a missile strike. This guy, they said, is the mad bomber, whatever they're calling him. This
but
guy was a gun.
Look at the evidence. Let
Russell finish, please.
Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead.
This guy was a, I think this guy was a ghost. I think he was a contractor. He was there working for one of the agencies, and he just happened to be in the wrong place when that blew up. That guy is not, I repeat, that guy is not the bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Let the truth be known. He's a nobody that listed as a COVID death. Changed some records on him. Changed some dental records on him. Whatever. And they've been having him in the freezer for God knows how long.
You're right. Well, look at the evidence in Georgia too. I mean, just right after that happened. What Russell was talking about. And some other stuff is going on all at the same time, and it brings the questions like, what are they trying to distract us from?
Here's the thing, Joseph. Everybody's talking evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We got enough evidence to fill up a hangar for a 747 jet to the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's irrelevant to what's going on now. What's going on now is people are going to have to make a decision whether they're going to accept this bullshit and lie down, or whether they're going to stand up and do something about it. It's come down to the nut cutting people. It's come down to the rat killing. Okay.
And we said this for a long while about that.
Fucking decision time. Today is
mm-hmm.
decision time. All right.
We talked about this for months. January 6th.
Everybody's supposed to get up there and do whatever they want to do. You know, it's their decision. Okay. Are you going to just hold up signs and say, not my president, stop the steal? or I'm going to hold my breath in the corner like a little kid till you give me my weight. You know, it's
right.
Not, ladies and gentlemen, it is not a fountain pen that is going to put an end to this shit. The tool that's going to put an end to this shit is called a firing pin. Not an ink pen, a firing pin.
And a rope. You know, we talked about this for months, guys. We said enough. We even had our evidence. We saw what was coming. We warned everybody. And I said this before, and I'll say it again. What the hell is it going to take to piss everybody off? They're not pissed off enough yet, guys. I mean, really.
Yeah. I don't know if it's as much as being pissed off as it is to find the courage to actually stand up against.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing: is somebody made a good point the other day on this. Is like Antifa does it, Black Lives Matter does it. Why don't we do it?
Because they're not considered white supremacists and domestic terrorists. That's why.
So, Ann, they're going to label us anyway. We're already labeled. So what?
Well, no, what it is, I'll tell you exactly what it is. All they have to do is sit safely in their little home, pray, and God is going to fight this battle for us. God's going to make it all okay.
Well, you and I both know, Russell. Lynn's already given us the word. Lynn's given the word.
What I just said. Don't misunderstand what I just said. You know, we're victorious in anything that we do, only through God. But guess what? You got to get off your ass and fucking fight.
Yep. Flynn's already given the word. He gave the marching orders. The president gave us the marching orders. Where's it to me?
Yep.
I'm getting ready. I'm actually getting ready. I told Virgil my plans, what I'm buying. I'm getting ready. You guys say, hey, come on, let's roll. I'm rolling with you guys. You know,
Joseph, let me give you a little piece of advice on that. If you ain't already gotten ready and you're getting ready, you're too late.
Well, I'm ready. It's just, you know, I've been ready. It's just getting the other necessities that I need and everything. But the thing is, if you and Russell said, hey, come on, let's go, I'm with you. You know that. You know,
you've
the
had
hell with it.
12 years. You've had 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I started all of this when Obama got elected. I saw the writing on the wall when that sorry son of a bitch got elected. How in the fuck he got elected? They still ain't been able to figure out.
We know how. It's just been proven. The Dominion voting machines. That's how. The question is, I want to know, it, just like what you guys just said. They got the evidence. What the fuck?
Well, there's, you know, and I read this all the time, you know, whether it's 65 million or whether it's 70 million. Okay, yeah, we support you, President Trump. We did it and we did that and we love you and we love everything you do. And they're cussing out the trolls on the page and everything else. And, but how many of them are going to be locked, cocked, and ready to rock on the 6th? How many?
Right. Well, I know Virgil, I know Russell and Ann. I know quite a lot of my other friends are going after. But it's just frustrating because, you know, nobody's doing a damn thing. percentage, you know. I've just lost my words because right now, if there was, you know, since all those people really supported the president, supported what the Constitution like to say, where the fuck are you all at?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Instead of leaving it up to people like us to fight for us, that's what they're waiting on.
And coming out there crying and grabbing a bullhorn and arguing with the snowflakes and pepper spraying and all of this, that ain't going to change a goddamn thing. Not a goddamn thing. It's going to take what Russell has said a gazillion billion times. It's going to take a reset, and there's only one fucking way to do it. One way.
Now, I don't see that happening.
Come down to this. You either swim or you fucking drown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I am going to get on President Trump's ass. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Out in plain fucking English. Stop beating around the bush. Stop talking sideways out of your head. Come out and fucking say it. People, you need to take your country back. You need to take up arms. And you need to come up here and stop these people while you still got the chance.
Well, he's already said that, so is Flynn.
He said
this about a month ago. You know, Flynn said this many times. You know, and stuff. But
we're not talking about Flynn. We're talking about the president of the United States.
Trump said it's time to take the country back. He said this a couple of days ago, actually. But the thing with that, I agree with you. He needs to quit talking and start doing action. I mean, you know, it's time for the military to step in and say, fuck all this shit. And,
the military
is
not going to step in. The military is not going to step in until people start stacking bodies.
Yep. Well, when you see you do like what Egypt
did. Fucking chaos.
But here it is, Virgil. They're waiting for us to do it. People like me and you. Like Russell said, while they're waiting in their cozy, or you said, waiting in their home, being cozy and snuggy, you know, that ain't going to cut it.
Well, for all the people going up to Washington, okay, you know, Washington has all of these restrictions and laws and everything else, okay? That's your fucking town. Every fucking building that them people walk in and out of, you fucking paid for. The streets you drive on, you fucking paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's no different than this. All of this COVID shit was a big fucking experiment. Let's see how many people will follow for our bullshit. How many people will fear us? How many people will bow down to us? And
quite a lot.
For it. Hook, line, and fucking sinker. Hook, line, and fucking sinker.
Yep. Exactly.
3
well,
million
here's the thing
fucking
with people...
truck drivers. 3 million truck drivers going from coast to coast, north to south, all across this country, and they're not dropping dead in massive numbers. They're not getting sick in massive numbers.
I'm still alive. I haven't been wearing my mask. I've been out in public.
I haven't been wearing mine either. And I'm still kicking.
And don't get us wrong, the virus is real, but it's not as bad as their media is saying. I mean, I had it. I had it back in February. Russell had it.
Okay.
You know.
The virus. All right, I'm going to set an example. I'm going to show
you an
example about a virus. I'm going to show you an example about a virus, okay? let's say you've got the ain't flow flu that comes through. All right, mm-hmm. It's bad. It's this. You got to get shots for it. Da 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 da. Okay. Now COVID-19 comes along. Okay. If I buy a Chevy Nova, okay, and I want to change the name of that Chevy Nova to a Ford Torino, all right, obviously everybody is going to say, well, that's a Chevy Nova. You just changed the name on it. But when it comes to these viruses, okay, the ain't flow flu all of a sudden becomes COVID-19, and, oh, we've got a pandemic. China didn't come up with a vaccine. Where's all the mass graves? Where's the burnings? Where's the people dropping dead in the streets? Australia. You know, the United States, all of a sudden, we're the Typhoid Mary. Where did this come from? How did this happen? Then we got all these so-called experts like Fauci and his bunch of cronies. Oh, wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Sanitize. Social distancing. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to shut the country down for about 2 months. Oh, and while we're doing that, we're going to reach in and grab our nickels and dimes, and we're going to send you $600 to live off of. $600 of your own money to live off of. Let me tell each and every one of you son of bitches something right now. If you don't take that fucking $600 and send it back to them son of a bitches with a note that says, suck my dick on it, you deserve whatever you fucking get from Biden and Harris and the rest of them son of bitches.
Right. I think they passed it to $2,000 just a while ago. I was just reading up on that just now. But that's beside the point on that, Virgil, is that I don't know what else to say. It's fact that, you know, China, we know China's involved. We know they are trying to get us set up. We know they've influenced all our governors.
I don't want to hear something I already know. And Russell hear something he already knows. I can see that right. I can tell that right now. Tell us something we don't know. Tell us something we don't know. Let's see who's going to pull their nuts out of the sand. Okay?
Right. I was just going to say, bend over and get ready. Right? I was just going to say, bend over and get ready because we're about to be screwed big time. This is all for Agenda 2030. That's what it's, this whole thing. We said this multiple times. We killed their plans when Trump got elected in 2016. Now that Trump's out of office, they're pitting this whole thing full force. If nobody can see that, then I don't know what else to say, but this is what we're seeing. Me and Russell, we predicted this 5 years ago, what was happening.
Y'all, the problem right here, y'all aren't trusting the plan. This is all a big plan. Don't you get that?
What plan, Russell? What plan, man? We've been figuring that for a long time. This should have happened already, like Russell said. Get the fuck off your asses and get it done already.
I was being sarcastic. Shit.
Yeah, he was being sarcastic.
I know he was. So was I. But I knew Russell was being sarcastic.
But it's going to come down to mommy and daddy going up to the school and asking the principal and the teachers, what the fuck business have you got telling my son it's okay to suck another boy's dick? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be come down on, they're going to be homophobic, they're going to be this, they're going to be CSAs, child protection is going to be called in on them and saying they're socially and politically incorrectly abusing their child and all of this kind of bullshit. And Chuck Schumer's back on that same bathroom bullshit for the boys and the girls. And he's back on that shit. And, I mean, it's just all kind of things. I mean, they actually tried. This here, I looked into this. I mean, come on. 56,000 pages in legislation, and you're going to turn this over to people an hour before they vote on it?
Right.
Boy, you got some speed. You got some speed reading motherfuckers up in that office, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
Oh, hey. But yet they want to send billions of dollars to Iran to study for gender study. Shit.
No, they're going to give that to Pakistan. Yeah,
they kill gays anyway.
Yeah, that's not going to be for gender study. That's going to be reparations for when Obama sent all them fucking drone missiles over there.
Yep.
You know, they're gonna bomb them then pay them. America has been famous for that. You know, if you read back, okay, during World War II, Ford Motor Company had a plant in Germany. The Allies bombed the plant. After the war, Ford Motor Company sued the United States for property destruction, and the United States paid them. Which the Ford Motor Company at that factory was making trucks for the German army. So, I mean, this is all insanity. This is all fucking insanity, man. It's mind-boggling. But if you want your country back, you're going to have to use a firing pen, not an ink pen. Basically, plain and fucking simple.
Rope, gallows,
you
and a lot of tar.
You are not going to depend on the FBI to do a goddamn fucking thing. You're not going to depend on the Justice Department to do a goddamn fucking thing. They've got everything they need to start throwing people in jail, using a fucking conveyor belt to sling them up in jail, okay? But they're not doing it. And AG Barr, he's part of it. So don't come up and say, Trump's got a plan. This checkers and chess bullshit, this Q shit, all of this other bullshit, all of this, that, and the other. It is going to come down to you guys figuring out what you want to do, whether you want to live under
or die
the Biden-Harris regime, or whether you want to live as a decent, morally respectable human being in a decent society.
Exactly.
You're not going to have that under Biden and Harris.
Well, if you call yourself a man, and I had a wise old lawyer tell me that, someone who mentored me when I was young, and it's one of the most profound things I've ever heard in my life, and that was the most important thing every man should know is what he's willing to die for. Because once you know that,
for your freedom,
you have drawn it. Once you realize that, you have drawn a line in the sand.
Yep.
And I think
here's
the most profound thing in the world. You know.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know what I'm going to die for, and that's for my freedom. That's for, you know, I'm willing to die for that.
Well, Trump needs to just come out and say, tell everybody, grab your guns, come to Washington, it's time for the reset.
Yep.
And send them all, son of a bitches, scattering like a bunch of roaches when the lights come on.
Yep. And fuck Antifa anyway. But, you know, here's the thing.
No, I'm not worried about Antifa. I'm not worried about Antifa.
No, I'm not worried about
what
them
worried about, what I'm worried about is the whiny babies that are going to back down to the D.C. Police Department and, oh, well, we'll arrest you. Well, okay. Let me rephrase that for you, officer. You can try to arrest me along with these other 10,000 son of a bitches right here. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So go ahead, pull your little pop gun, your little 40 cal, or your little 9mm. Go ahead and pull it out and tell us to freeze, drop what we got, get on the ground, and all of this. What I'm going to tell you, I'm going to holler back at Russell. Hey, turn up that Skinner, Russell. We're fixing a dance.
Right. Right.
And no, by no means, we're not trying to provoke anything, but hey, that's already said and done. It's time
to play. They are not going to play World War II in the street with a bunch of pissed off. Some of them are going to be high as fuck because you know they're going to smoke dope before they go up there, and they're going to drink. And they're not going to play World War II in the streets with 10,000 pissed off motherfuckers with guns. They're not going to do it.
Nope. But, you know, but, again, how many really are pissed off, Virgil? I mean,
on the flip side of that, on the flip side of that coin, too, though, you can't go up there looking for a fight with the local police and stuff. You got to stand up to them. You got to tell them we're coming through here. It's gonna happen, and why don't we just all cease to be alive tomorrow morning?
That's right. That's right. Russell's 100% right. You treat it like a woman. You treat it like a woman not wanting to have sex with Kobe Bryant. Hey, kick and scream all you want. It's gonna happen.
Right. So, you know. But the thing is, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the way it's looking, everybody better start learning to speak Chinese. if that's the route they want to go.
Well,
the only Chinese I know is give me more soy sauce for me. What's that, Russell?
I'm kind of with Virgil on this. I'll tell you what, if the president doesn't pull the trigger on using the military with all the evidence he has, if he doesn't do it, and he doesn't do it before the 6th, because I know he's got to be smart enough to know that they're going to vote to, the electorate's going to vote to confirm Biden as president-elect. So if he doesn't let me finish, please. If he doesn't do it before this, I'm going to lose all respect for the man whatsoever. I will forever call him a coward.
Right, and here's the thing.
I'm in the same position as Audrey. That's right.
Well,
I agree with you 10,000%, brother.
Same here. And here's the thing. Don't trust Pence. Pence is dirty, dude. From what I'm seeing and hearing and seeing on the sidelines, don't trust him. Don't trust him, man.
Well, Pence, I had a conversation the other night about him and stuff. This whole time I've watched him and I've seen nothing that would make me think that he was a deep state or anything like that. If they got sense that got to him by threatening his family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm going to say this, I want the whole country to hear it. If he folded up because they threatened his family, he is not a man of God. He walks in fear, and I have zero respect for him, and he can hang with the rest of them for not standing up and doing what's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I said. Don't trust him because, you know, a lot of different things are coming out, and Russell hit that right on the head. You know, that family being threatened and other things. I mean, we said this 100 times, everybody. I mean, the deep state, they're willing to burn this country down and take us with it, rather than to give up the power. They will do it.
Well, let's just understand this. Trump has absolutely got to know that if he doesn't do the right thing here now, and if he steps down, these friggin' Democrat, socialist, whatever you want to call them, communist, whatever the fuck you want to call these treasonous assholes, they're going to destroy him, his family, and he'll end up living under an overpass. So I would strongly suggest our president grow a big fucking pair of hairy ass fucking balls and fucking drop the hammer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, look what they're doing now.
Because if he just turns tail and just walks out and let them walk in, that's it, people. That's it. That's it. You can hang it up. You can hang it up. The only hope you got now is you need to flood into Texas, overthrow that son of a bitch in there, and get Texas as their own republic back.
Yep. A country to Mexico and do the same thing.
Oh, fuck New Mexico. I need to give that service back to fucking Santa Ana.
Right. Right. But here's the thing, I mean, you know, I don't know, brothers, I mean, I'm to that point to where it's like, what the fuck point, but I'm ready, I mean, you know, I've been getting ready and preparing, like Virgil has, since Obama and everything, but, whew, I mean, we're down to the wire, we got a caller,
well,
just let me bring this caller.
The thing of it is,
go ahead,
you can be ready, I can be ready, Virgil can be ready, but none of us are going to stand alone. And if people don't stand up, it's over. They'll come in here and they'll take us out one at a time.
Yep. We got a caller also. Let me bring this caller in. I don't know who it is, but hey, caller, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, okay, I just got here and I heard you guys say you're ready. What are you guys ready for?
A double Texas whiskey on the rocks and a midget pole dancer.
That sounds good.
How you doing tonight, Joe?
We're doing good. We're just trying to put everything in perspective, because what do you think of everything going on right now? I mean,
well, I just heard that the New York Post is urging Trump to stop, and I heard that, what was that evangelist's name? Fulton Sheen, or no, Robertson, is also asking Trump to stop. So it seems to me like his most ardent supporters are turning on him.
You kind of been seeing that a little bit here, too.
I would concur with that. People are losing their will to fight, and they don't have any. And the sad part of it is, they have no idea what they're fixing to let walk through the front door. They have no fucking idea. And once this happens, it's gonna be very ugly very quickly.
Well, you would think the Post and Robertson would. They've been with Trump all the way. And with the Post being a newspaper, you would think they would have some idea of the socialist agenda that would be coming in if Biden gets elected. And Robertson, who's an evangelical, you would think the same thing, but who knows? Maybe they're threatened.
Well, you know.
Maybe they're threatened.
And I said this a while ago. I don't know if you got to hear it or not, brother. But the biggest problem right now with this whole thing is probably 50% or better of the conservatives in this country are Christians. And they've been taught over decades that they are just supposed, they're not supposed to fight, they're supposed to accept evil. They've confused tolerance with acceptance. And they think that God's going to swoop down here and hang these guys himself, and they're not going to have to lift a finger, or they're just going to magically get whisked the fuck away before anything bad happens.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because the one bad thing about religion is that the good thing about it is that it does give people hope, but the one bad thing about it is that it makes people give up easily, because once they start coming across obstacles that they can't defeat the first time or second time, then they've been trained to believe God is, works in mysterious ways and God will save us. And that's not the way it'll be.
That's what we've been saying for a long time on these shows.
Well, the way I look at it is, God has given us the opportunity to make this right, but the American people are not going to get off their asses and do it. Straight up and simple, because our country is now a country of pussy, social media, political correctness, and let everybody get in the pile and throw the animals in there too and just fuck.
Yep, well, all of that, plus the fact that they've been brainwashed ever since they've been kids by the media to believe everything that they read and see on the media. So it's kind of hard to go against brainwashed. You know, I believe that just about everybody in America, even conservatives, are brainwashed as hell. But I don't blame people for being brainwashed, because that's the result. That's the purpose of brainwashing, is to make people brainwashed and not believe their own eyes. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. It's Joe, right?
Yeah, it's me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's who I thought it was. Okay, Gunny here. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What do you see happening over the next 3 weeks?
Well, Giuliani said there was something coming, and he hasn't given up yet. And we still have January 3rd, and we still have January 6th. Now, from what I understand, Powell and Lynn Wood, they approve of martial law. Now, another constitutional lawyer on the team, Robert Barnes, he believes martial law is not necessary, that decertification can happen, and that should happen, because Pence supposedly can do something in order to make the votes that were illegally obtained, he can make them decertified. He can make them null and void. But Pence has been avoiding all those kind of questions from reporters. So I'm hoping something pops up. I'm not for martial law, as you know, Gunny. But I'd rather have martial law in the hands of Trump than Biden coming in. But I'm hoping, like I said on your show before, I'm hoping he gives up power like Marcus Aurelius.
Well,
you're
going to
have martial law anyway.
Well,
you're going to have martial law anyway under Biden and Harris, because they are all for this so-called national police force.
Well, hang on. I think we're getting a little ahead of it. Now, General Flynn, people forget this, but General Flynn said limited martial law. All right? Now, You don't have to declare martial law and send the troops to shut down every city, highway, da-da-da, whatever the fuck like that. You can declare martial law and use the military to go in and weed out these people and arrest them. Now, once the riots and that kind of stuff works, yeah, you don't have to lock down some of these places, and that goes for it. But General Flynn doesn't believe that there needs to be a full-blown martial law declared, and I'm kind of thinking the same way that he is there. Just declare a national emergency and use the military to arrest these people in military tribunals to give them a fair trial and then hang them.
Right. Well, the thing I've seen going to, I don't know if you guys agree with me, is Trump had hinted around using executive order of 2018. And I don't know, what do you think about that, Joe? Do you
well,
think he would use
purpose,
that?
That's
or?
The purpose of the order. If you read the whole document, which I did, 99% of it is only about the national security agencies reporting to Trump within something like 45 days, and I think there's another deadline of 120 days for their investigation into the foreign influence into the elections. But 99% of it's just about reporting, but it's that 1%, which means the whole fucking difference. And what he said was, I declare a national emergency. So I looked up what the powers under the president would be if a president declared that. He's got awesome powers, which have also been approved by the courts. So if he says national emergency without saying martial law, he's within his rights, as far as I know, as a layman. But if if people resist the military, he might be able to declare martial law. But Barnes says declaring martial law is unconstitutional. But declaring a national emergency, that's just about the same thing to me.
Right. And also, you know, I know in the stimulus pack bill that Trump snuck in some things in there regarding to some executive orders. I read some of that in there. I don't know if you have either. But when they signed this, he can enact on that executive 2018 order once they do away with that. I mean, he did sneak that in there because they had no choice.
He did.
But to pass it.
I didn't know that. I didn't think he would have to because he already signed that EO. But cool. I mean,
right.
if he put that in there, right, Virgil? And they and the Congress signed off on it. That means they approve of it.
What y'all are doing, what a lot of people are doing, they're confusing martial law with the national emergency. All right? No, guys, that guy was right. He can't come out and say, I'm declaring martial law. No, he can't do that. He's already declared a state of emergency, and under that guy, he can use the military to enforce law, make arrests, and whatever he needs to do, and secure the streets if necessary. But he can't. I don't think he can come right out and declare martial law.
No, we have to.
And I see what's going to happen with that once he does do something like that, and you know, and Tiffa and Nib's going to come out and start all kinds of chaos. That will give him the edge that he needs. Read that new stimulus pack. He snuck some good stuff in there.
I don't know, but I didn't download the new one that they signed, but I downloaded the 5,000 page one. I'm not about to read that.
Yeah.
Too soon. But
I read halfway through that yesterday, and I'm like, I was pulling my hair out, but. Yeah, he snuck after he struck a lot of stuff out. He added some other stuff in there for the executive orders.
That was brilliant.
Good.
Hey, Gunny, you remember when you played on your show when I was on, the Hurricane show when you played the Prince Save the World?
Right.
Okay. Now in that particular, I think it's about 6 minutes long. Brilliantly done, by the way, too, by that guy. I found it and I downloaded it. So what happened in there, they planted, they selected Trump, they ran him as the president, he won as the president. That coincides with a guy, are you guys familiar with Steve Pachesnik?
Yes.
Well, Pachesnik, he must have been part of that particular team because he said that he and his military associates, they were the ones that selected Trump to do it. Now, what worries me is that just recently, about a week or so ago, Pachesnik says that he's going to, there's a plan for Trump, you know, in order, he doesn't have to declare martial law. Pachesnik made that clear. But he said that Trump's going to be president for the next 8 years. Now, that worries me.
Right. Right. Well, from my understanding, I heard through that 14 generals have already told Biden they're not going to follow his orders whatsoever. I was reading on that yesterday, or day before yesterday. So I'm like, So the military is going to rebel against Biden once he's in there. So who knows how this is going to pan out? You know.
Well, yeah. Well, supposedly Biden already knows, and Pachesnik also made clear that they were supposed to be, both Kamala Harris and Biden were supposed to be part of a deal to step down to let Biden to let Trump come in, however he wants to come in, but Kamala Harris gave up her seat recently.
Yeah, she still hasn't resigned yet.
No,
she hasn't resigned yet.
Oh, okay.
So something's up with that. You know, they know something.
Yeah, but I'm still worried about that 8 years prediction. And Pachesnik said it wasn't a Freudian slip. Now, they didn't make him explain it, but the fact that I don't like a dictator. I'm not a fan of Trump. I'm a fan of the presidency and the Constitution. I don't like...
That's how we are.
Okay, cool. You know? So in order to serve 8 years, that means in my mind, he would have to declare the Constitution null and void and start all over again. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
I don't know how that could happen. There's only been one president that served three terms, and that was that Roosevelt?
Roosevelt? Yep.
For what?
Teddy Roosevelt?
That served three terms.
He served four terms, and as a result of serving four terms, the Congress made an amendment in the Constitution that you couldn't serve more than two terms. So if Trump's already served one, how is he going to serve eight more years when the term of a president is 4 years? That means
the only way that could happen is they threw out this election and called in for another special election for him to run up against somebody, maybe through that way?
That would mean the whole national election. There's only four states involved, and they would probably only, I'm a layman, so I'm just guessing this. They would probably only
have
a re-election in those four states if it gets to that. But if Giuliani's right, he can prove fraud, and if they've arrested the culprits involved in this fraud and they confess,
That's the only way he can serve eight terms. Is the way I'm looking, seeing it now, is thinking through that another election, you know, which is needed everywhere across the country. I mean, we got people in there, like here in New Mexico, we have people that got elected that should not have been elected because of this voter fraud that was going on, you know, and everything. So.
Yeah, this has to have been
that's everywhere.
For years. For years. That's what got Obama in there. That's what.
Yeah.
I often wondered how did somebody from nowhere who only spent half his time in the Senate, nobody knew about him. He wasn't famous at all. He made the keynote address at, I think, the DNC convention. How did he get in there? Now I think
he was planted in there.
Yeah.
It was planted in her, you know. Yeah. I was the same way. I was like, when he first got elected, I was like, who the hell is this guy? I've never heard of him, you know. So he just came out of thin air, you know. But
after researching, years of researching on him that we during our shows on, we found out that he was planted in there for a very long time by the CIA. I mean, some of the branches, and he was well bred into that to do what he had to do, which was destroy the United States. Try to anyway.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys listen to the clip about Patrick Byrne from Overstock?
No.
Oh, now that's a beauty, because that refers to Obama. This guy was the CEO of Overstock, and he was involved in this thing to set up Hillary Clinton, which he did, and by the FBI. This was back in 2015, I think. And the thing was that Hillary Clinton was supposed to receive $18 million from Turkey, which he accepted. Mm-hmm. He set up another thing, which he accepted another $20 million, okay? And they were going to have her arrested. But then all of a sudden, orders came down from Obama, don't do it. And the reason why was because they're friends. He said he wanted Hillary to be elected because Obama could control her from 2016 on. For blackmail. Okay. But Hillary didn't get elected, and they got the wild card, Trump, in there. And now they're scratching their heads. What are we going to do with this guy, you know?
Right, right. Well, see, that's what we've been saying for the last couple of years on this show is that, you know, Trump screwed up their plans, you know, for what they really wanted to do. But now that he's out, they're fixing to come out, and we hope he's not. China's involved. We're seeing China getting involved now. We're seeing all this stuff getting played out in front of our eyes. But people are still got their heads in the sand, not looking around, seeing what's really happening with this. China's been planning this. I mean, me and Russell had did a show about China, and we knew what they were doing. They're buying up all this land, buying up all these produce places. So when the United States falls, you know, how do you control a rural? You know, the United States is known for the produce and everything, the biggest. To make the entire world fall, you have to control that through the United States. Well, this is what they're doing. They're buying all this uranium, gold, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for years.
China's got the water rights, some of the water rights in Australia, and some water rights here in the United States. But let me ask you something. I'm not sure about this. Does China have a central bank?
My understanding is. Go ahead, Russell.
No, I was just going to say, I found it interesting that Joe brought up the water thing, because I was just fixing to ask the question that did anybody pay attention and notice that water, yes, H2O, the thing it takes, everybody's got to have to live, slowly and quietly added to the commodities market.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
The meats, like with these farmers, pig farmers, cow farmers, and all that, they're buying all that up too.
Now, the reason I ask if China's got a central bank, and I think Russia has one too, because my theory is any country that has a central bank. Now, everybody's right is pointing to China and Russia as being the ones, the communists, who want to conquer the world. Any country that has a central bank, they're owned by the Rothschilds. That's my theory.
Exactly. Exactly. And
because if you'll take notice, these countries that we've been going to war with for the last 70 years, 70 plus years and stuff like that. Since after World War II, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Libya had to fall, Egypt had to fall, Libya because Gaddafi was going to put his country back on the gold standard. And none of those countries had central banks.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious as to, you know, we seem to sure spend a lot of time, you know, beating up on cave dwellers that don't have a central bank.
Right, right.
Well, they're smart. Even Gaddafi was a dictator who supposedly was very good to his people. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. The reason I ask that and I say the Rothschilds own the countries is because if you were a dictator and you saw how your central bank was making billions of dollars a year, right? And why would you allow them to make billions of dollars a year when you can take over the central bank and you make billions of dollars a year?
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. That's a good point, Joe. Okay, so COVID-19, big financial crisis come of it and this and that. People are hurting, all that kind of stuff. Well, any other time during an emergency, if you're price gouging or whatever like that, they come arrest you, right?
Yep.
Try for it and stuff like that, throw your ass so far under the jailhouse they have to pump sunshine in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'll notice, that never affects the bank. All this is going on, people are losing their homes, getting evicted and stuff like that, and the banks keep on charging interest. They're getting their money for next to zero right now, if not zero. And they're charging people, there's these young kids and stuff like that. They're charging them up to like 25, 26, 27, 29 interest on that shit.
Yeah. If you want a new credit card, it's about 20% and up.
Yeah.
The thing is that they're getting us ready for the digital currency, which means cashless society, because this bullshit that came out a few weeks ago that the Federal Reserve is running out of coins. You don't run out of coins because the coins aren't made out of silver and gold anyway. You've got plenty of copper, plenty of tin, plenty of nickel to keep on making coins.
Joe, you would not realize, you don't know the extent that goes to. Every truck stop I go to north of the Mason-Dixon, they'll tell you, okay, you need to use your card because we don't have any change.
Right.
If you use cash, we're going to have to round it off to the nearest dollar value. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have any change.
Right.
And I'm just laughing at this. And you go in these trucks like these Petros, and they got these machines there, because they got a game room right next to it,
mm-hmm.
and you put in a 1 or a 5, and it gives you a shitload of quarters out of that machine. And they all work every time.
Okay, hey, guys.
Okay.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second there, Virgil, please. I got a lot of stuff to do. I got an early day, so I'm going to have to blow out of here, guys, man.
All right, guys. Take care of yourself.
Have a good evening. Come on, America. Let's get up. Find them balls and jingle them. This is Gunny out.
Take it easy, Gun. Yeah,
yeah. I'm going to have to call it a night, too.
Okay, Virgil. Yeah, but I hear you.
But that right there, I mean, that's everywhere I go, especially up in Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just laugh at it. I just laugh at them.
Yeah.
You know.
It's another scam that people go, oh, okay, if you say so. What do you mean if you say so? Like I said, we got plenty of copper, nickel, tin to make these so-called silver dollars and pennies. It's just a way to make sure that we use our debit and credit card so they can track us, and if they ever want to stop us, all they got to do is say, your credit card, debit card, no longer work.
Well, and another thing, too, that really I found hilarious was the lady in New Jersey at the Sunco truck stop on the turnpike, the rest area truck stop combination. They had a Burger King in there, a little fast food place, and she went in there and got a double Whopper meal, double Whopper fries, and a large drink, and they rang up $21.
For what?
They were trying to charge this lady $21 for a double meat Whopper, French fries, and a large Coke.
Oh, jeez. Oh, how could they get away
Serious
from
business. You know. Serious business. That's everywhere in New Jersey. You have those prices.
Really?
Well, you go on any convenience store truck stop around New Jersey. You walk in there and you tell them give you a pack of Marlboros, you're going to pay $11 for it.
Oh, that I know. That I know. Up in the north, the northeast, they're selling for $9, $10, $11 for a pack. I know that, yeah. But for Burger King, $21
yep.
for two double Whoppers and a French fries and a
yep.
Coke? Wow.
I ran out of line, went back to my truck, made me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Shit. $21 for Well, they're coming after us.
God is my witness.
Yeah, well.
God is my witness.
Yeah, I believe it. It's just they want to track everybody. They're going to, when it comes time for them to just say, you're not going anywhere? Well, you can't go anywhere. You got no cash. Because they've just stopped the processing of the debit card and the credit card. And that's what everybody lives by now. And I hear Walmart is not accepting money at a couple of their stores.
Yep. That is true.
You know?
That is true. Well, fellas, I'm going to say goodnight to y'all. And y'all have a good one. And
oh, my gosh.
I got to get up and do some work on my Mac tomorrow. So.
All right.
Y'all have a
All
Y'all
right,
have Virgil. A good one.
You take care, all right?
All right, you too.
Good night.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.